Student's Book. Unit 5. Lesson 3. Exercise 2. Listen and read. What did the desert look like to Marco Polo? Why?
Marco Polo was 21 when, in 1275, he went into the Gobi Desert for the first time. He was fascinated by the sand dunes, which moved with each step the camels made. Some of the dunes were 60 meters tall and 20 meters long, and their shapes were always changing. The wind made them move and roll like huge yellow waves. In fact, the local people called the Gobi Desert the Dry Sea in their language. The dromedaries in the caravan moved slowly up and down the dunes, swaying like big ships over the ocean. They went toward Lop Nur, the last village before the empty wasteland of the desert. Marco knew that after this place, there was nothing for thousands of kilometers. No people, no plants, no water. It was a mysterious and dangerous place. By day, it was boiling hot. By night, it was freezing cold. Sometimes there was snow. They went on silently, but often the wind made strange noises, like voices singing and drums playing far away. There were many strange legends about this desert. People said that travelers who were lost long ago in the desert wandered there still. Before they left Lop Nur, Marco made sure they had enough food and water for the men and the animals to last for 1 month. After exactly 30 days of traveling across that frightening, empty land, they finally saw the green line of Noah Oasis on the horizon. They had no water and no food left, and the animals were exhausted, but their desert adventure was over. They were in China.